Representative Massey ridicules John Kerry's pseudoscience on climate. Written by Alex Newman. Friday, April 12, 2019. Congressman Thomas Massey, R. Kentucky, a top leader in the burgeoning liberty movement, ridiculed former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry for peddling pseudoscience related to alleged man-made global warming. Massey, an inventor with 2 degrees from the prestigious Massachusetts Institute of Technology (MIT), also took aim at Kerry's pseudoscience degree in political science, implying that Kerry lacks the qualifications to understand the issue. The exchange during a hearing in Congress this week left Kerry and other Obamaites fuming. The exchange, which occurred in the House Oversight and Reform Committee, began when Representative Massey read a part of Kerry's statement back to him. Among other absurdities, Kerry's statement blasted President Donald Trump for listening to skeptics of the man-made warming hypothesis, which Trump has repeatedly described as a hoax. In the statement, Kerry had described Trump's proposed presidential commission on climate security as a kangaroo court while calling on the president to talk with the educated adults who previously served in senior national security positions. In particular, Kerry appears to have been taking aim at Dr. William Happer, a physics professor from Princeton University with a long background serving in senior science posts in the federal government. Trump chose Happer to serve on the National Security Council. And documents from the administration revealed that the White House was planning to create a commission of scientists led by Dr. Happer to re-examine climate science and advise the president. CO2 will be good for the Earth, Happer told the New American magazine, adding that human emissions of CO2 were not causing dangerous climate change. Kerry apparently thinks Dr. Happer is not an adult and that he would run a kangaroo court to investigate climate science. But Massey expressed shock. It sounds like you are questioning the credentials of the president's advisors, the liberty-minded congressman told Kerry during the hearing. But I don't think we should question your credentials today. Is it not true that you have a science degree from Yale? Kerry responded that it was a bachelor's of arts degree. And Massey followed up with another question, how do you get a bachelor's of arts in science? Kerry then mumbled about it being a liberal arts degree. Okay, so it is not really science. Massey concluded. I think it's somewhat inappropriate that somebody with a pseudoscience degree is here pushing pseudoscience in front of our committee today, Kerry feigned shock. Are you serious? He asked Massey, who probably forgot more about science in the last week than Kerry learned in his whole life. I mean, this is really a serious happening here. It turns out that Massey was very serious. You know what, it is serious, said the congressman from Kentucky. You calling the president's cabinet a kangaroo court. Is that serious? Kerry pointed out that he was referring to Trump's presidential commission on climate security as a kangaroo committee, so Massey followed up with yet another question, are you saying he does not have educated adults there? Kerry answered by claiming he did not know who was on the commission because it was secret and that it would be conducting a secret analysis of climate change. In reality, the formal announcement has simply not been made yet, and it is not expected to be secret. After that, Massey pointed out that CO2 levels have been far higher in the past, as has been documented by numerous scientists, including Dr. Happer. But there weren't human beings, that was a different world, folks. Kerry claimed. After Kerry took the bait, Massey closed the trap, so, how'd it get to 2,000 parts per million if we humans weren't here, he asked Kerry. Did geology stop when we got on the planet? Kerry, flustered, responded to the humiliation by claiming that this is just not a serious conversation. The heated discussion between Massey and Kerry, which took place on April 9, did not end after the hearing was over. In fact, the two political heavyweights continued their war of words on social media afterwards. First, Kerry posted a snarky remark on Twitter while sharing a link from the far-left magazine Rolling Stone about the exchange. It's almost as if someone said, Congress has hit rock bottom, and Massey replies with, hold my beer. Kerry wrote in his post. Massey promptly responded. It's almost as if someone said, no one has less knowledge of science, a higher opinion of himself, and a bigger carbon footprint than Al Gore, and Kerry replies, hold my champagne, I'm going to testify as a climate change expert. The exchange went viral, being seen by hundreds of thousands, if not millions. And so, as usual, the establishment media, pretending to be unbiased, attempted to make Massey look ridiculous. The far-left CNN, for instance, described by President Trump as very fake news, reported that Massey had been ridiculed, but that he continued to defend his line of questioning. In reality, Americans across the country ridiculed Kerry. The notoriously inaccurate and fringe magazine Rolling Stone asked if Massey's questions were the dumbest moment in congressional history. Perhaps the writer forgot about when Democrat U.S. Representative Hank Johnson of Georgia asked if the island of Guam might tip over and capsize due to 8,000 Marines being stationed there. Other Obama-era officials, some of whom may still be prosecuted for their role in the deep state's anti-Trump conspiracy, piled on against Massey. Obama National Security Advisor Susan Rice, for instance, highlighted one of Massey's posts and claimed that idiocy is shocking. Massey responded in his typically brilliant style. Big government is the religion. Climate change is the hymnal, the congressman wrote back to Rice. Have the audacity to tell a priest he has no clothes and all of the Obama administration has-beens will clear the bleachers to jump in the dumpster fire. During the hearing, Kerry also praised fringe Representative Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, for her socialist activism masquerading as climate action. Among other statements, the failed presidential candidate claimed AOC has offered more leadership in one day or one week than President Trump has in his lifetime on the issue of climate change. The politically toxic leftist congresswoman responded that she was honored and humbled by Kerry's praises. Kerry, of course, is a key member of the deep state behind the deep state. Along with George W. Bush, Kerry is a member of the death-obsessed secret society known as Skull and Bones, which Stanford historian Anthony Sutton described in his book America's Secret Establishment as a recruiting ground for a conspiracy to create a world government. Kerry is also a member of the Globalist Council on Foreign Relations, a key deep state institution that is working to undermine U.S. independence in favor of what many of its leading members describe as a New World Order. Kerry has also attended the shadowy Bilderberg meetings, which bring together top globalist elites and their useful idiots once per year behind closed doors. Massey, meanwhile, has become one of the top leaders of America's fast-growing liberty movement. He has an almost perfect score on the New American Magazine's Freedom Index, which ranks lawmakers based on the constitutionality of their voting records. The congressman described the Freedom Index as far more useful than those put out by other organizations. He has also led the way in promoting an American exit from the United Nations, shutting down the U.S. Department of Education, and many other key goals of the liberty movement. As The New American has reported, Trump's proposed climate commission offers an unprecedented opportunity to set the record straight on the man-made warming hypothesis, as well as exposing the rampant fraud employed by alarmists. But because so much of the globalist agenda depends on the debunked hypothesis, the deep state establishment is freaking out. Americans who support truth and liberty can help facilitate the re-examination of the science by contacting the White House to express their support for the commission. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.